Yeah, so this year was a little bit different than others. So every 5 years we have a reunion where all the former Mountaineers come back together for the Mountaineer Week football game. We have a reception, things like that. That occurred last year. But this year we kind of had a de facto reunion. The gentleman who makes our rifles, his name is Marvin Watring. He lived just right outside of Morgan County, ended up passing away this past year. And so he's the only person that every Mountaineer from the 1970s to today that every Mountaineer is interacted with. And so we all got together for his funeral ceremonies. And it was cool to see some of the older guys so I really looked up to when I was a little guy, going to games, seeing them on TV and things like that, and really probably invented that love and that passion and that dream of mine to become a Mountaineer. So we were there for funeral ceremonies, and then a picture kind of went viral of all of us firing our muskets that he had made at his graveside ceremony as well. And there was about 10 or 12 of us that day at the cemetery. And so it's pretty neat to get that many former Mountaineers together at once. But we do have, like, a Facebook group, and we do coordinate through that. And I'll see, you know, if I see a former Mountaineer in his hands at a basketball game or a football game or whatever, I'll usually get punched up, talk to him. Because it is a cool little, you know, family of people that are there, and it's a really kind of unique, I don't want to call it a fraternity because obviously it's men and women, but it's really kind of a really unique, you know, brotherhood or sisterhood.